We're going to go up to this big trap room because the room after it just shows like a knight's helmet, and I'm interested in what that means. Oh no! Oh no, wait! Oh no! Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Space Gladiators, which, as far as I understand, has some connection to Brotato, which is a game I don't really know much about, except I know that the Mackle Boys are big fans of it on... the Resties, they've talked about it a few times. So let's look it up. Brotato is a top-down arena roguelike shooter. So Brotato... Space Gladiators Escaping Tartarus. Space... I should have looked this up in advance. Brotato Space Gladiators. The Return of Brotato's Predecessor. Okay, it is the predecessor to, apparently. Let's check our settings real quick. I feel like I'm going to turn my volume down a little bit, but I think it's good for y'all. Language, shadows are on, screen shake, blood quantity, that's a good option. HUD style, mini map, waffles, on or off. Well, clearly we need to turn waffles on. Wow, there's a lot of options here. Audio, okay, controller. Okay, new run. Space Gladiators Escaping Tartarus. Left stick to move. All right, I'm a little guy, kind of a little bit flash animation-y. I'm like a white outline and a face, and I've got a black bandolier holding a sword on my back. I can press Y to swing my sword. The background is like surprisingly detailed. Just killed a butterfly. There are, I guess that's a training dummy. Is the guy hanging on the wall in the background a training dummy though? Because he sure looks like a dead man. ZL to talk.
Oh, you're the new guy. I'm Jacob. I'll be your trainer. Yeah, try to get to the other side of those spikes.
And there's some spikes up ahead. A bug. Kill the bug. What's this guy say?
This is too easy. Let me show you how it's done.
He runs straight into the spikes, so we're gonna instead jump over the spikes. Hold longer, go higher. Got it. Double jump. Got it. Dash with ZR. Excellent.
Remember this. You can dash through enemies and projectiles, but not through traps.
All right. Controls feel good. I like this. Showing me I can attack up. I can jump and attack down. Ooh, you bounce off heads when you attack down. I like bouncing off heads when I attack down. What's this guy say? You can deflect projectiles by hitting them at the right time. Okay. Oh, cool. They actually like, it's not just block a projectile. Left bumper is map. Cool. It's actually projects or deflects. So like it sends the projectile flying and it can destroy things. Heart, defensive ability, pops out a heart, kill it to recover 1 HP. Okay, so press X and a heart pops out and then I can kill it. Oh no. Okay, press Y to replenish energy. What? I don't understand. Bow deals 10 damage, scales with strength. Okay, so A shoots my bow. Hold down a B to go down through platforms. This guy says,
you're now ready for your vital challenge. Climb up that tower. A dangerous foe is waiting for you at the top.
But first I'm going to talk to this guy who's sitting down below, who's just eating. He's a big old dude. He's got a big old belly.
Don't tell Jacob I'm down here. I don't want to go through his dumb training. You want a schmoop?
I don't know what a schmoop is, but all right. All right, I can wall jump. Whoa. All right, we beat the guy.
Wow, I'm loving your energy, my dude. I'm bringing my whole family to see you fight in the arenas.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you, son.
Aw, thanks. Press minus to open inventory. Cool. So can I can't pop out my heart again. I don't know how I get that back. Like, it's still in here as a defensive ability, but I can't use it. All right, the hole, it says. We've entered a room, an actual room with enemies and such. Okay, there's everything's kind of gross. There's I don't know what it is. It's like a naked cupid with no wings, maybe. whatever it is, he's dead. Oh, okay, so I can choose now. Oh, up in the top right, I've got a map showing me a layout of all the rooms I can go to. So I'm going to go down to where there's a question mark, and then I'm going to come back up to go on the track that has a treasure chest. Oh, if I don't die, which I probably will because I do only have one hit left. Got 46 money though. Yeah, okay. Challenge completed, die for the first time. Yes, yes, I did do that. All right, XP gain, but I'm still level zero. New character unlocked, Potato. 5% vampirism, plus 5 vampirism, plus 10 thorns. Start with meatball, find more fruits, eat outfits for health and coins. Earn experience for your character by picking up coins. Okay, new run. Okay, I see. There's going to be a total of 9 characters, it looks like. We're going to stay as the gladiator, the guy we started with. Oh, okay. So, child eater, passive. Dolls get added as passive items, ignoring modifiers. Can't wear outfits, can't have defensive abilities. Okay. Heart. And then we got some throwing coins. Throw a coin that deals 10 damage. Scales with coins. So, instead of having a bow this time, I have coins that I can throw. Does it actually use my coins? Hang on. I have 14 coins. Now I have 13 coins. It does. It uses my coins. I don't want to do that. Okay. Ooh, the layout of the place is very different this time. Last time it was like 3 rows and several columns. Now it's 3 rows, but then it branches into more columns later on. Everything about this has a feel of like a Newgrounds game. Like the look of it. A waffle, consumable, recover 1 HP. I will eat a waffle. See, I'm glad I put waffles on in the menu. Ranger tunic outfit. Oh man, I can't wear any of these outfits. Platinum shoulder armor, devil shoulder armor. I can't wear any of them because I can't wear outfits because I took some ability that I don't remember what it was. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, it's okay because I'm dead again. Hey, I'm level 1. Level up. Plus 1 max HP. Okay. Let's go again. Lifelong training. Set strength and technology to 3. 50% chance to gain 1 strength, 1 technology when you clear a room. That sounds cool. Submachine gun. Offensive ability. Yeah. And a shield. Protects from attacks. Yeah. 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 Okay. Let's go fight some people. If you're just listening to the podcast, I suppose I should tell you a little bit about what this game is. There is a video version of this episode if you want to go see it in action, but this is a side-scrolling roguelike. Think Dead Cells style. Obviously it's a little less exploration based. You basically go into a room. That room is a combat gauntlet of some sort. You fight all the enemies in there. I guess, oh, I do have to fight all the enemies because the door is locked. And then you move on to the next one. Oh, I'm out of, I must have, okay. I have health in the top left is a green bar, and then under that is a blue bar, which controls my abilities. So I couldn't use my machine gun there. Monk's Blessing, plus 5 metal scrapping, minus 1 metal scrapping for every 100 coins you currently have. Well, I only have 40. Or a heart. Well, I don't want a heart because I got my shield, so we'll take the Monk's Blessing. Okay. This room's got saw blades on the walls. I can't get up high enough. Are these saw blades? Oh, no, they're things that spit out spikes. Okay. Okay, so this was a cool trap room. Next room is a combat helmet. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take out this flying guy first. Maybe I won't take him out. That boy is a bullet sponge. Literally, because I shot him with bullets from my machine gun. Ow! No! Okay. Nerd, minus 20 negotiation, plus 8 technology. Bomb, deals 20 damage in an area, and bloody shield protects you from attacks. Every attack protect gives you plus 2 strength until you change rooms. Cool. And my bombs are powered up by strength. Okay, so I can press X to pull my shield out, block an attack, and then once the attack is blocked, I can I have stronger bombs. I'm gonna go to the next room. That is just, it's a lot of spikes is what's listed. And it is indeed a mini trap room. Gotta use my dash and my double jump all together here. No problem, easy peasy. Next room spikes, this isn't even a double spike room. It's just a single spike room. Easy. Ow. Oh, the bombs I think take all three of my mana or whatever. Oh, my shield uses up my mana too. Okay. Interesting. This is cool. This is fun. It's gross in a way that I enjoy, unlike when I think of a gross out roguelite, my mind automatically jumps a little bit to what's that game called? Binding of Isaac. But this is gross in a much less gross way than that. Okay, I get to choose my opponents here. So it shows me what my opponents will be and also my rewards. Nice 2 HP each time you take a fatal hit. Die once you reach 0. What? Nice 2 max HP. Oh, okay. All fruits become enhanced fruits that restore. We're going to take this one that lets me be like unkillable. Minus 2 max HP each time you take a hit. Die once you reach 0. That sounds fun. Alien biofluid, recover 3 HP. Well, I don't need that, but I'll take it anyway. All right, so now we're in the arena against what other enemies I picked. I didn't really watch what enemies I was picking much. But if I incorporate my dash into my combat, I can be much more effective. I don't like that the shield uses MP. Challenge completed. Defeat the first arena of the hole. I did it. Unkillable passive. Take it. The fact that my shield uses my MP is a little... because I keep trying to shield when I can't. Power generator. Plus one technology for every 5% jump. Plus 5 metal scraping. Oh, that's the monk's blessing again. A ranger tunic. Plus 3 armor. Plus... Okay, yeah. We're going to take an... okay. So the monk robes is plus 3 armor. Plus 1 max energy. The ranger tunic is plus 3 armor and plus 10% to jump speed, attack speed. I'm going to take that one. Cool. We're wearing like a cool hoodie now. I don't know what that thing is, but it costs 25. Can't do it. Okay. Here's some books. Knowledge. Plus 1 max energy, minus 1 max HP. Heck no. I don't need my max HP to go down. That sounds terrible. Okay. Trap room. Oh, those are those spike things on the ground. Dang it. Would have been good if I had noticed that before I got hit by one. Oh. Okay. We got 2 health. We got 2 health. We're good. What's that one up in the corner mean? Ugh. I was at what I was battling there, friends, was just like a big ol' mound of slime that was spitting out little vampire bat things at me. I did not like it. It did not look pleasant. It was not pleasant to fight. We're gonna go up to this big trap room because the room after it just shows like a knight's helmet, and I'm interested in what that means. Oh no. Okay. All right. I got through there. I died, or rather I lost all my HP, so I came back to life. I now have 1 health out of 3 possible max, but I lost my ranger outfit. It's gone. I'm not sure how or why that happened. Your normal attack now deals 6. This gives me plus 1 vampirism. This one also gives me vampirism. Deals 14 damage, goes through walls. Okay, we've swapped out our bombs for a laser gun. Haha. Okay. Cool. The laser gun is cool. All right, there's egg sacks full of vampire hot dogs. that I'm destroying here. Oh man, I'm on to the next arena fight. Okay. Demon Hunter, get one free item in Demonic Altars. Precision, basic attacks at 50% to deal double damage, or 10% chance of blocking incoming damage. I'm just gonna take the first one. That's like, it's the least amount of enemies. No, I'm gonna do the protective potato. 18 enemies, let's do it. Oh, waffle, yeah. Oh wait, I'm down to 1 health? I didn't realize that. Oh no, friends. That's not good. I'm dead. All right. New item unlocked, Pocket Magician. Using an ability has a 10% chance of restoring 1 energy. Because I defeated the arena. Okay, cool. Oh, the potato. I just realized it's spelled potato. It says that's easy mode on the right. All right, let's do potato. All right, greedy, double all coins you get. Okay, it said something negative, but I didn't read it. Jumbie the Boogie, offensive ability, bounce off walls, dealing 12 damage to every enemy he collides with. Cool. And a stun device. Wait, the meatball is my offensive ability. Okay. No, I want the one that bounces. Stun device, freeze all enemies. Cool, that sounds cool. All right, here we go. Oh, I've got a different weapon too. Looks like it has basically the same attack, but it looks different. Oh yeah, my offensive ability I grabbed. He just bounces around the room hitting stuff. I love him. He's my orange boy. Okay, ooh, question mark room. 3 question mark rooms in a row. Heck yeah. What's up, bud?
Want to see some black magic?
Yes, randomize outfit? Heck yeah. It did nothing. I didn't. Okay. Weird. This question mark room is just a battle. Oh, but there's a waffle in here. Yes, give me a waffle. Give me coins. Dang it, got hit. 4 out of 6 health. Oh, I'm in the next question mark room. I should have said that. It's also another battle. This game's really fun. I like it. It's like a lightweight version of what you would get playing like a Rogue Legacy or something like that. A demonic totem, spawn 1 soul when you enter a room. It costs 120. I don't have that much money.
Please give me your money.
That's what this guy says.
I need to feed my fetus.
He has a fetus growing off the side of his head. Listen, I can't because I don't have enough to buy that, but cool. Get a random outfit before arenas and bosses. Leech, discover 1 HP each time you hit. The first time you hit an enemy. Yeah, I want that. All right. Alien biofluid. Hey, it heals me up. All right, here we go. Arena time. Woo. Gotta remember to dodge. That is clearly like an essential part of this, because that's how you like avoid an attack. Obviously, Troy, what a stupid thing you just said. I gotta remember to dodge because that's how you avoid an attack. Yeah, that's what dodge means. All right, I made it through with 1 health, but then I go to a new room and I don't get more health. Why not? I don't have enough money to buy anything from the shop. Is this gonna re-roll? Is that what this thing? Yeah, that's a re-roll. So I just wasted 25 gold. Rerolling. What's this guy say?
I heard my twin brother Roberto died in training. What a shame. He was a weakling. Come train in my gym to avoid ending the same way.
All right. What's this? There's a training dummy and it has a demon skull below it. Oh no, I died. I don't know why hitting that killed me. Okay. Well, Potato is leveled up and has 1+1 HP. I discovered 5 new items that run, so that's good. I don't know why that killed me, but I like this game a lot. And I'm definitely going to keep playing it. And I'm going to have to go download Brotato on my phone because I know it's out there. And then keep an eye out for its Switch release as well. So that's what I'm going to do. And what you should do is tap A and hope for the best.
If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.